This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Picking up on the broad theme from the top of the program, America's trading relationship with the rest of the global economy, we turn now, and again, to be honest, to China. There's been one company in particular in the middle of the Washington-Beijing spat. It's called ZTE. That's the one you might remember that got slapped with penalties by the Department of Commerce for sanctions violation on the order of $1 billion-plus. Also the one, though, that President Trump tweeted about saving jobs at. Once you step back from the day-to-day of the trade-related news cycle, though, and consider an actual ZTE device, the actual phone, you can learn a whole lot about the underlying economic and technological relationship between the two countries. Marketplace's Scott Tong was, once upon a time, our China bureau chief. We asked him to explain what is going on.
The U.S.-China relationship is so complicated that sometimes it's nice to have one device to illustrate the essentials. If only we could pry the device open.
One last tab that's giving me grief. There we go.
Kyle Weens is wrestling with a pesky ZTE smartphone. It's like an oyster that won't yield. He's the CEO of the California firm iFixit. He disassembles cell phones for a living to peek at the parts inside.
That's kind of a clever design.
We asked him to take apart the Max XL Android phone from the Chinese company ZTE. It's a lower-end choice, costs $140.
And there we go. We got it open. Okay, so now
the key to any dissection is finding the brain of the species. Here, it's a computer chip that he calls a central processor.
This is the hub. It's the central brain of the device. And Qualcomm designs most of the processors that are in Android phones.
This is the key discovery. The chipmaker Qualcomm is based not in Shanghai or Shenzhen, but San Diego. The most critical, highest-tech piece of this Chinese phone is American.
In this case, this is a Qualcomm Snapdragon. So this is a chip that's actually designed in the U.S., a base design that comes from the U.K., and then fabricated in the U.S.
This makes for great angst in Beijing. It shows the Americans are generations ahead in semiconductors and other technologies. In mainland factories, the critical parts in routers, cars, even airplanes are often imports from places like the U.S. The Chinese government wants to end this dependence, says Damian Ma of the Paulson Institute think tank in Chicago.
Techno-nationalism has a long and stellar history in China. During Mao's time, they've always wanted to have some semblance of technological self-sufficiency.
So China's spending tens of billions of dollars to develop homemade core technologies. IT, robots, biomedicine, cyberspace. You might call it China's cyberspace race to win the future. It wants to win in 5G, the underlying wireless communication standard of tomorrow.
It's like building the highways to support, you know, the automobile industry. So you got to build that brand new infrastructure to support the next information economy.
But Trump administration officials call the Chinese plans frightening and a reason for tariffs. Some academics fear mainland domination of high-tech sectors. But tech analyst Sam Sachs of the Center for Strategic and International Studies says there's a big difference between Chinese rhetoric and ability.
That rhetoric is removed, I think, from a lot of the day-to-day frustration of these industries still lag one to two generations or more behind.
She says the problem in Chinese plans is that they're top-down. The government picks winners rather than the market, which may work with T-shirts and shoes, but not this.
When you're talking about the really cutting-edge areas in integrated circuits, for example, there's a level of know-how, years and years of investment in R&D that's difficult.
To be fair, smartphone expert Kyle Weens at iFixit says leading in semiconductors is a really hard technical challenge.
This is the pinnacle of human technology. This is the result of thousands of years of technological advancements. This is one of the hardest things that we have ever made as a species.
If it sounds like he's talking about going to the moon, perhaps that's the point. China and many in the U.S. are treating this tech competition as the new economic space race. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
Scott mentioned Qualcomm, by the way. We had the CEO of that company, Steve Mollenkopf, on the program not too terribly long ago. You can hear it on our Corner Office podcast.